But first, over the past 25 years, Ireland's unique bottom-up and integrated approach to rural development has been hailed around Europe. It's meant that communities nationwide have been able to identify their own needs and been supported with finance and expertise to have these needs met. Now, this work to date has been carried out by over 50 local development companies through the Social Inclusion Programme and the Leader Programme. But now there's change afoot. Local government reforms look to hand local authorities responsibility for these programmes, with different pieces being tendered out. This may undermine the core funding and the integrated approach which is central to the existence of these local development companies. A series of packed rallies have been held in community halls by local development companies throughout the country over the last 2 weeks to debate their future. On Monday night, Diarmaid McIntyre joined Tommy O'Sullivan, the chair of Kilfinan Community Council, as he gathered local people for the bus journey to the rally in Cappamore, County Limerick.
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm saying the bus is leaving in about 5 minutes. He's up here in the centre of the town right now as we speak. Do this grand, thank you. Okay.
What you doing, Tommy?
I'm trying to rally the troops.
This is probably the finest evening that we've had this year, and yet you're getting on a bus to head halfway across the county to Cappamore. Why?
Like you go back to the start of all this. Even when I was a young lad, Ballyhara got set up here in Kilfinan. And I remember they got going inside in a timber hut down in the old VEC because there was a need for them. I mean, it's grand to see them grow. They grew over the last 25 years, but they also grew all the communities around the area of the Ballyhara grew. They pulled every community home with it. So why are we going over tonight? I don't know. Like, if you listen to the radio and you listen to the big hitters above the Dáil, they're telling you this is a foregone conclusion, this is done. Who may be Tinton? Come on, Lula, we go now. Seamus, how many is in the car park then?
Just 5 or 6 in the car park, that's fine. We'll get you on the way down, sir.
You're 26, so you've seen an awful lot of change.
Big time. I mean, when I was just kind of coming out of school, it was in the middle of the boom and everything was hopping. And then once I came out of my trade, everything had just fell apart and everyone just had to leave and it was a disaster, you know.
In terms of Ballyhara themselves as a local development company, what difference have they made to things you've been involved in?
Well, I'm involved in the building of the holiday hostel back to town, and they've obviously invested in that. It'll be a big addition to the town, hopefully, bringing tourists in and hopefully giving them a place to stay. It should have a knock-on effect on the other businesses then, you know. I'm only just back from Australia myself, about 6 months, and sure, every fella I know around my age is either there or has been there, you know. It's just no choice, no options around the place.
So they're trying to run things side by side?
Yeah, so you're being able to integrate it then really across those programmes. If you have somebody coming in for one thing, you think they may need another resource or whatever, or yeah, they're going to know what's going on in the other smaller towns in the area, and then it's kind of being able to link up those services.
You couldn't really call this the main road.
That depends where you're going to.
Yeah.
This is main, they're going to get around here. Again, this has all been the region of the Ballyhara. It goes the whole way down to here and then down to Cappamore. And you can be sure everything we're passing here, there's a footprint or a fingerprint of Ballyhara along this area. So, let's go, Sissy, and see what's happening. She's got some clothes around, lads. Isn't it? It's like going to Northern Ireland final. Isn't it? Huh? Oh my God. The town is in chaos with the crowds. Isn't it? There's cars everywhere. People everywhere, and all with the same agenda, I hope, to see what's going on in here.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this Ballyhara rally.
Democracy demands that people listen, and not alone that they listen, but I would suggest that they work together as cross-party and a-party and non-party.
Local development companies understand communities, they know communities, and they listen to communities.
And yet Ballyhara have worked all the way through, given a good service, given accountability, and now they want to get rid of that. Holy God, what are you up to at all?
But I'm very proud to be there now with a beautiful community centre which would not be available to us or to the parish of Bohar were it not for Ballyhara.
I wouldn't have much faith in any local authority looking after all the different groups and looking after all the development. No, I'm not being critical, but that's the skill sets I don't believe is there at the moment to deliver.
And I'm not going to go on like the councillors. I'm not looking for votes. What we do want is to keep Ballyhower and to keep our community.
Chairman Patty Welsh, the Knocklong Development Association. Can I just say that Ballyhower, I suppose we're lucky here tonight, we're talking about a best-in-class leader group here. Ballyhower has proven that. What we don't want to go back to is an LCDC system that's going to start and we spend 20 years suffering, watching it, trying to grow, when we have a very well-worked, well-oiled, efficient system working. It's a no-brainer, really, and it was said numerous times here, if it's not broken, you don't need to fix it.
Everybody who attended tonight,
Amanda, one of the points that so many people made tonight was about Ballyhower staff coming out at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock at night over the holidays. How would you describe that culture in Ballyhower or any local development company?
For us, I think it's almost like a vocation because our other halves are at home at 11 o'clock at night and we're only driving home. You know, 3 nights a week and 5 days working. We do weekends, we do whenever. We're on a community's time. That's it, you know, and it is like a vocation for us, and it's heartbreaking to think that that will change.
Okay, Tommy, end of the meeting.
Mixed, isn't it? Very mixed. Whew. Where were we 20 years ago without it? We had nothing. Kilfinan, Kilmallock, everywhere, all the small towns around had nothing because the division went into council. Is the division in the council now? I wouldn't think so. I think taking the Ballyhower, weakening it too much could break it. That would be my big worry.
Dermot McIntyre of Grey Heron Media at the Ballyhower Development Rally in Cappamore earlier this week.